Team of the Week podcast, Team of the Year edition, speaking with Cobden Appleknocker's coach, Wendell Wheeler. Coach, where to start? I guess, just the undefeated season, I guess, is where, you know, shortened season or not, 18-0 is impressive.
Yeah, we played our conference schedule. Usually we play each team once, but with the COVID, we ended up with a home and away, and our conference is a little bit larger, so there were 16 conference games, and there's a lot of games. I think we are... Coach has figured out we played 16 games in 23 days to finish a year. So, it was a lot of basketball real quick.
Yeah, speaking about just how much you did in such a short amount of time, the final week you had four or five games in just about as much time. And I think one you played one day twice on the same day, basically.
Right. We had three games in 24 hours. We played Friday night. Joppa, then we had an early morning game here and took a two-hour bus ride up north and played again for an afternoon game, and that was pushing it. They were worn out after that. That was tough. That was very tough.
Top team in 1A at the end of the year, final rankings by IHSA, the media polls and everything. That's such an honor. You know, you'd like to see you do some postseason stuff, but right. In terms of what this season was, that's probably the best honor you could get at the end of the year.
Yes, it's very humbling. Nothing we ever imagined.
Yeah.
And like you said, we kept talking about, we were just thankful for getting to play.
Yeah.
And kept telling the boys, hey, whatever game we get, you know, be happy for it. Because we knew it could end at any time, a bad test, and, you know, from anybody. And so we kept doing that. And I think it says more to the boys how they kept working. Because the games were so fast.
Yeah.
But actually, Matt, the season was so long. You know, by the time, you know, we're flipping tires and lifting weights in the fall, by the time we actually got to play or didn't know we were going to play, now we're playing into March. So it really, the way they worked at it and kept their heads in it, that was really impressive.
Obviously, the centerpiece of the team was Noah Franklin. He got to cap off a great signature career here at Cobden. 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, 500 assists. I mean, no matter what level you do it at, 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, That's impressive, and just he's going to be missed, and he's left his mark for sure.
Oh, without question. Not only the numbers, but just the way he played and approached everything. You know, and I think anytime you talk to a coach that has a kid like that, that's something they always bring up, is not just what they did, but how they did it.
Yeah.
And he put a lot of time in it. He's that kid come to the year where the IHSA would have a meeting and only announced that they were having another meeting in 2 weeks, and it just kept. And that's the type of kid that you really, who you know, grown up in a gym, dad being a coach, and you know, at senior year, and never knowing if you're going to get to play in the middle. That's pretty tough. So we were really happy for Noah and the success he had.
And what does next year look like now? You know, obviously you'd like to try to repeat as team of the year. You're going to be missing Noah, but you got his brother and you've got Drake, I think it is.
Elliot.
Yeah, you've got plenty of talent down here at 1A and in your conference and whatnot.
Yeah, it'll be, I mean, at the end of last season, we lost three of our starters. We lost Joe Brumlevy, Dylan Louie, and Alex Rimsey, and our sixth man, Jose Lopez. And it was like, oh, man, this is going to be tough. And but the thing about it, like the other two starters, they were better this year. The other guys stepped up, got better. John Eck and Sippy Zamora were two senior starters this year that did their job. I mean, they're the type of kids that when coaches talk about your program and you got to find kids to buy in, that's what we found in those two, and they did a great job. But we'll still be big, you know, Lowndes 6'10", and Tyler Franklin 6'6". Drake Campbell's a 6'6 sophomore that'll be looked on to really step up.
Yeah.
And then we got some, you know, Nolan Hands, a shooter. Brock Reynolds is another guard. Cooper Flam. I mean, we got some young guys that hopefully they'll be better come, you know, November than they are today in March.
Wendell Wheeler, coach of the Cobden Appleknockers, congrats on a fantastic season and best of luck on trying to repeat next year as team of the year.
We really appreciate it. Thank you very much.